Okay, here we go. Alright, so let's start again. Okay, the Pasuk says in Parashat Tetzaveh, that sees a big day kodesh Aaron Achicha lechabal Sepharis. Hashem is mitzvah Moshe Rabbeinu to make a big day kohuna for Aaron HaKohen, and these should be lechabal Sepharis. They should create honor and glory for in order to create an impression of the greatness of the kohuna in front of the Jewish people. Okay, we mentioned Rav Pinkus points out three types of begodim. Yes. Then we have a big day mitzvah like tzitzis, tefillin, talis, etc. We have big day iser like shatnez. Maybe Begadisha, and we have the important rule of Tznius, right? Rav Pinkus does not say this, but I was thinking that really, what it can mean is that through our clothing, we are actually expressing almost all of Avodas Hashem, right? We have mitzvos, we have positive aspects that we're trying to accomplish, we have the tzitzis that represent Taryag mitzvos, right? The tzitzis in Gematria, 600, right, with the 8 knots and the 5 knots and the 8 strings, 13, 613. So it's a manifestation of a call of all Taryag mitzvos. And we have Big Day Isser, we have things that we're trying to stay away from, right? The shatnez, which is usser, it's a false mixture, it's wool and linen, things that shouldn't be mixed together, right? It's a message for us to keep in mind that we shouldn't mix ourselves into the wrong atmosphere, we shouldn't mix ourselves into the wrong culture. And then we have Tznius, right? Tznius is, Sina, one of the guys actually asked me yesterday, he came across a Rashi in the Gemara, Rashi uses the word Sina. So he said, what is that? So I said, like tznius, like hidden, private. You know, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is private. One of the ways that we emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the ways that we try to be like Hashem, is that we try to be humble. We try to hide sometimes our greatness. We don't try to show off and say that we're the greatest things in the world. And all of these aspects of Avodas Hashem are even expressed through clothing. When you think about it, when you ask, like, what is the point of clothing? So the ultimate answer, most obvious answer, would be that my clothing are there to protect my body. You know, it's cold outside, it's raining outside right now, so I need to make sure I'm wearing, you know, enough layers to keep my me warm so I don't get sick. I don't want to get wet, so I wear a raincoat. You know, I need to protect my body, right? The clothing is there to protect what is inside of the clothing.
Then right? Why don't we have fur as opposed to just regular clothing?
Why don't we have fur?
No, I meant that's hard clothing to just keep you warm. There should be something else. Just like fur accomplishes the same.
Oh, so no, I think I'll be able to answer that as we go on.
The question was in phrase.
Okay, I understand. It's not just right. No, the point is that that's what I was saying also before. That the point of clothing is not just to keep us warm. It's not just to protect us on the inside, but there's something deeper to it also, right? Your question is actually supporting my point that if it was just to keep us warm, so then yeah, we could have fur, as you may prefer. Okay, but fine, whatever. So the point is as follows. So you look at clothing, you say clothing is there to protect what's on the inside, right? The clothing is an external thing which protects what's on the inside. But it's not just there to protect my goof. But the clothing is there also to protect my neshama, right? Which is inside of my goof. It's the even more inside is protected by my clothing. How so? Because when a person dresses as a Ben Torah, if a person looks a certain way, so then he views himself a certain way and other people view him a certain way. And through his clothing, he expresses to the notion, I am a Ben Torah. And so therefore, you're not going to find yourself in certain locations, you know, if you're wearing your tzitzis out, not that I'm saying you have to, but if a person chooses to, so he wears a tzitzis out, so hopefully that'll he's going to look out of place, you know, in a bar where everybody's drunk and high, you know, Baruch Hashem. So therefore, that'll hopefully serve as a guard in order to not have him, wind up there. Right, he's going to feel out of place, you know, if he's at a concert where people are, you know, acting mishugna. Right, if a person dresses as a Ben Torah, and I'm not saying that you have to wear white and black, and I'm not saying anything specific. I'm saying you have to present yourself in a respectable way. For some people, that may mean just tucking your shirt. For other people, it might mean wearing a different kind of shirt. For other people, it might mean instead of wearing sneakers, I'm wearing loafers. I don't know.
Wearing a shirt?
For some people, true. They have to just work on wearing a shirt, which I was very disturbed with at the Tewel. But whatever. The But the point is that our clothing is significant. And I want to take it a step further. It doesn't matter. I want to take it a step further. Because it's not just our clothing which represents which expresses ourselves, but there's something beyond this as well. Like we said, the clothing protects the guf, but it also protects the neshama. But in Hasidus, so I think the Baal HaTanya writes about this. In Hasidus, even the guf itself is called a lavush. The externals of things are called a lavush. It's just clothing. It's just an external. It's not the real thing. It's not the essence. If you were to go up to somebody and say, "Hello, I'm blue sweatshirt," they'd be like, "What? You're wearing a blue sweatshirt?" No. You're like, "I am blue sweatshirt." Like you're crazy. You know, like, "Hello, I'm khaki pants." You know, like, right, you get a straight jacket. That's the next clothing you get. But the point is that you are not what your clothes are. You are so much more of a profound essence. You are something much more beyond what you're representing with your clothes. You are looking, and what's important is to recognize that the externals are just a lavush. And just like you can change your sweatshirt, and you can change your pants, and you're wearing one color this day, and a different color the other day, your guf is the same thing. Your guf is the same thing. Let's remind ourselves who we are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a human being. Adam HaRishon. He gave him a guf, and he gave him a neshama. Which is the ikar? The neshama, period. The guf is a lavush. It's external. You look in the mirror, that's not really you. This face, a face is called panim because it represents the pnim, represents the inside. And that's why no two people's faces are the same, even identical twins. Once you really know them, once you know their pnim, once you know their inside, you see that they really look different a little bit on the outside as well. And so therefore, the idea is that the externals don't represent us. So therefore, when I say, "Hello, I'm so-and-so," and somebody says, "Oh, well, what do you do?" That's all externals. The pneumius, who you really are, is how you decide to live your life, how you allow for yourself to have your neshama expressed. I once heard a great mashal for the guf and the neshama of a jockey riding on a horse. The horse races, you have this huge, massive, muscular being, creature, a horse running however many miles an hour, and sitting on him is a 4-foot like twerp, you know? Like you have this like little guy who's like a little nothing, but what? Who's in control? The twerp. That little guy is in control. Why? Because he's got a brain. It's you know, if you look at it, it's like, that doesn't make any sense. You know, this horse is much bigger than that guy. You know, he should be in charge of that guy, you know? But no. What's inside is what really counts. And the more a person expresses what's in their mind, what's in their brain, with their intellect, their emotion, their spiritual inclinations, so the more they're able to rule over their guf. And it's chaval for a person to continue to look at himself and say, "Well, my guf really runs the show over here, and I am my guf," as opposed to realizing that ultimately, no, he is his neshama. And when the Yetzer Hara convinces you, like, "Oh, you don't want to, you know, you don't want to go to mincha, you want to have lunch first." So that's your guf talking. Your guf is saying, like, you know, "Feed me, feed me, feed me." But your neshama is saying, "Feed me, feed me." So who are you going to listen to? Who's the ikker? Who is the real, who has identity? Is it your neshama or is it your guf? So you look in the mirror, what do you see? You see your guf. But we have to learn to look at ourselves and see our neshamas. When we go to a great mekubalim, when you go to great rabbis, that's exactly what happens. They look at you, they're able to read your face. They see, there are stories about tzaddikim, where they're able to read on your forehead, like, what areas you're guilty of, Shabbos, Kashrus, whatever. Like, and they tell you, "You have to fix up your Shmir Shabbos. You speak way too much Lashon Hara." Right? And they tell you, why? Because they can read your insides through your face. And so therefore, I've been there. I've been to rabbis who have told me, "You have to work on this." And my friend walks in right afterwards, and he told him something else. And so it's important to recognize that, no, who I am is my inside. Who I am is my neshama. I am the jockey. I am in charge of the horse. The horse is not in charge of me. And I'm in charge of my goof. My neshama is in charge of my goof. My neshama is going to win this battle, and I'm not going to be mevater. Everything else is just a lavush. The externals are just a lavush. It's just clothing that can fall away. And I'll tell you what the biggest riot is, since we're in Adar Aleph already. It's Adar Aleph, but okay, Mirtz Hashem. Mirtz Hashem will We'll come to Purim soon. This is exactly why we dress up on Purim. Because on Purim, we're saying that, you know what, the whole year, really, that's when I'm wearing a mask. But on Purim, when I'm able to I drink a little bit, I let out the real me, in a sense. So then all my inhibitions are gone, all of the masks are away, and I can allow the true person to come out. I can allow my neshama to really express itself, and I'm not masked, and I'm not bogged down by the externals of the outside world. So Be'ezus Hashem, my bracha to you guys this Shabbos is that you should be zocha to chap the message of the Big Day Kahuna. We should all take a lesson for ourselves in terms of how we present ourselves, how we dress ourselves. Am I wearing a yarmulke that I'm proud to wear? A yarmulke with a message, just do it, or a yarmulke that's whatever. And I'm not saying what color it has to be, whatever. But I'm just saying, like, am I presenting myself in a way which is mature, sophisticated, shows a mission in my life, or am I presenting myself with my clothes lechavur l'sifaris, like the pasuk says, or am I just a goof? Am I just a lavush? So my prayer for you guys is that you should be able to be mavchin, to see the difference. Mishmi zocha to a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh and continued chizik in our learning in the coming week.